that's
no,
the thing.
No, last weekend I asked somebody to switch from, or a couple weeks ago, I don't know when, I asked somebody to switch my 8 a.m. shift for their 10 a.m. shift.
Oh.
But I didn't want to ask her if she was going to go out the night before.
That's true.
I didn't want to know if she was going to homecoming.
Yeah, it's like busy weekends, I feel like, for people.
Every weekend at my work is busy.
That's true.
But I'm just going in tomorrow to, like, do the bins. Like, housekeeping.
I saw your
bins.
Snap of all of, all right. All of, like, the labeling of the bins.
This is the situation. So in our basement, we have our housekeeping bins. And the housekeeping bins, it's just a tote. Rubbermaid tote. And it has the stack of towels, shampoo, toilet paper, clean sheets for the beds, the dish rags, coffee,
yeah,
all the stuff,
the necessities,
all the stuff that right. would be on like a housekeeper cart.
Mm-hmm.
And then next to it, we have a stack of the empty bins that we bring back from the cabins that need to be restocked. Then the next row over are bins that you can rent for the rustic cabins.
Mm-hmm.
And those are pillows and blankets.
Okay.
Because the rustic cabins just have like a bottom sheet.
Yeah.
They don't come with anything. So I don't know how much extra it is, but you can do like an add-on and get blankets. Someone at my work, don't
know who.
Who
shall remain nameless.
No, they really,
like
they are nameless.
You really have no idea?
I don't know who's doing it. I think it's one of the new office people. So say you rent one of the rustic cabins. And you're like, oh, it's going to be 30 degrees tonight. I want blankets. Well, then you go into the office and you say, can I rent blankets for my cabin?
Please, sir, can I have blankets?
Yeah. Well, someone is just going down and grabbing the housekeeping bins and giving them, like, here's
everything?
Yeah.
Oh.
So I went into a cabin the other day and there was, like, two rolls of toilet paper, a box of Kleenex, shampoos,
like
all sitting on their table. And then they still somehow had two pillows and a blanket. I don't know what's happening.
It would be super cool, though, if you did have a bin that had all of the extra stuff and you could just be like, here's the bin. But that's wasteful.
Well, in those bins, too, we have whole like rolls of garbage bags.
Oh,
and like
yeah.
stuff that we use and like mop heads.
Oh.
So that we can switch mop heads.
People don't need those.
No. So, yeah. So
Are you guys going to have like a team meeting? Team meeting time.
We never have team meetings.
Really?
Mm-mm.
We would always, well, this was working at a state.
That's way too organized for us.
At a state park. But we would always like the morning crew would get together and like talk about what they're going to be doing that day.
No.
Hmm.
We're all willy-nilly.
Yeah.
We're not that organized.
Well,
that's
how you get people just grabbing bins out of the basement.
Exactly. So that's why I wrote a series of notes, which Cassie thought was
passive-aggressive bullshit, which you're great at.
It's not passive-aggressive. They're funny, and you know it.
Okay.
You didn't think that's funny?
It's pretty funny. But if I was the office person and I went down there, I'd be like, oh. Like,
well, I don't know. I don't know who it is.
Yeah.
And there's like a bunch of new office people. And I told the people, or I didn't tell. I asked the office people that I knew or the ones I see regularly. And mm-hmm. I'm like, hey, did you do this? And they're like, no, I didn't do it.
Maybe you're intimidating. Maybe they don't want to tell you.
People say I'm intimidating.
You have resting bitch face.
It's my constant frowny face.
Yep. And it's apparent too. But
I always look like I'm judging people.
Yeah.
I mean, I am.
It's not a bad thing. I don't think having resting bitch face is a bad thing.
It just means that people leave me alone.
Yeah.
But like, people don't leave me alone though.
Like you're intimidating to me, but you're my older sister and I remember you like beating the shit out of me.
Well, I mean, then that's fair. I should be intimidating to you.
Right.
I shouldn't be anymore because I'm pretty sure you'd be able to kick my ass now.
Maybe.
You don't think so?
I don't know.
You don't think?
I am pretty strong.
Exactly.
I'm shockingly strong. Have we been recording for a billion years?
At some point, talk about a movie, could you?
Oh, perfect. Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Mike. No need for the sass, though.
Thank you. All right. Hi, everyone. It's officially Halloween week. I'm considering it Halloween week, even though Halloween's on a Sunday, but...
If you took,
this is coming out the 25th.
If you took Thanksgiving and Christmas out of the year, it would just be Halloween year for me.
All year.
All year. You've seen my house.
All right. My name is Chelsea.
I'm Erin.
And this is Slasher Movie Review. On tonight's episode of Slasher Movie Review, we're going to Warren Valley, Ohio in Trick or Treat.
Which was really, I think, Vancouver.
Yes. They filmed it in Vancouver. My personal opinion, this is the best Halloween movie.
You think so?
I think so. I think Halloween is overrated as a Halloween movie, and I
shut your mouth.
I think the premise of Halloween could happen any time of year, and the only reason it's called Halloween is because
it happened on Halloween.
Takes on Halloween.
Is this like the Die Hard argument?
Yes.
Like
Christmas movie or not Christmas movie?
I think it's a Christmas movie.
All right. Then Halloween is a Halloween movie.
I also think Lord of the Rings and Harry Potter are all Christmas movies.
I think that that's because we would see them around the holidays.
Yeah. But to me, it feels like Christmassy to watch Lord of the Rings.
To like binge watch.
Maybe too, because it's snowy and you just want to sit around anyway.
That's true.
But this is your...
This is my number one Halloween movie.
Mm.
Even ahead of Hocus Pocus.
What?
Which is shocking. Yeah, I really enjoy Hocus Pocus, but if I had the choice of watching these two, I would pick Trick or Treat.
I guess, yeah.
As an adult. Yes.
Yeah, yeah, okay. I can agree with you on that.
So Trick or Treat came out in 2007. It's in like an hour and 20 minutes. It's available on HBO Max, which is the only live streaming service that I could find it on. So if you have a subscription, you can find it there.
Okay.
Otherwise, I believe you can rent it on Amazon Prime for like $2.99 or $3.99. I can't remember. The director is Michael Dougherty, and the writer is Michael Dougherty, and it's based off of the short story Season's Greetings, I believe is what it is.
Well, it's a short film.
Yes.
It's like 3 minutes.
I made Sienna watch that.
Really?
After the movie. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So that came out in 1996. I think it was on MTV.
I don't know.
I think they said that in like the extras on the DVD. But I just completely lost my train of thought. Yeah. It's a short video. You can find it on YouTube.
Okay.
It's free on YouTube.
Yeah. Or if you happen to have Trick or Treat, I think it's on the special features or whatever,
yes,
too.
Yes, it is.
So this, am I reading all of the cast?
Read whatever cast you think is relevant.
Okay.
I wouldn't get into like all the kids' names.
No.
And yeah.
So I'll start from the top. Sam, the little ghost of Halloween or spirit of Halloween.
The spirit of Halloween.
Is Quinn Lord, and he was in Once Upon a Time as Hansel, however you want to pronounce it.
Hansel?
Yeah.
Okay.
Whatever.
All right.
Emma is Leslie Bibb. Midnight Meat Train.
I saw that, yeah.
Yep. Henry, her husband, I don't know how to pronounce his first name, but he plays Ezekiel in Supernatural.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
How did I not put that together?
Yeah.
Let me see. Do you have it written down?
I do.
Am I going to be able to say his first name?
You might be able to.
Tomo.
That's yeah.
Probably how
that's kind
it.
Of okay. What I was thinking too. Steven is Dylan Baker. And actually, Michael Dougherty wrote the film kind of with Dylan Baker in mind for the dad.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Steven Wilkins is his full name in the movie, and he's the principal of the middle school or high school, whatever. Billy is his son. Charlie is a bully kid. Santa.
I would assume that it's middle school because all those kids are like middle school age.
They look
and they
young,
all know him.
Younger, yeah. Lori is Red Riding Hood, and it's Anna Paquin. Should I read the werewolf? Or the, well, spoiler.
No.
Okay. Mr. Krieg is Brian Cox. He's Super Troopers, Long Kiss Goodnight. And then I'll skip the rest.
You're like, ah.
Well, it's a lot of people. And if you're interested, just go on to Internet Movie Database. Because there are a lot of people.
You could say that with anything. Be like,
just Google it.
Just Google that shit. Right.
So, yeah.
Okay. I feel like I've said this a million times. Every time you drink, I'm like, I need to talk. No, so there's not just like a pause. Because sometimes I drink and you pause and look at me.
I do, because I stare at you.
I didn't write down a ton. The music was done by, I have Douglas Pipes. And he also did the music for Krampus.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very like Batman-y or something. Yes. It's very like comic book.
Yeah.
And Patrick Tatopoulos. Hopefully I said that right. Fingers crossed.
Sure. Yeah.
He did, he was the creature designer.
Okay.
He did the werewolves. Mm. And so cool. He also did the werewolves in Underworld. And he also did the creatures from Silent Hill and Pitch Black.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I just thought that was like just one of those interesting things.
Yeah, for sure.
I didn't write down like a lot of.
I have some stuff.
Do you want to just like get into it?
Yeah, we can get into it.
All right. Here we go. What did you think? So the intro of it is like a safety trick-or-treat video that's like super old.
Any old-timey video that's like that just gives me the creeps anyway.
With the masks, yes. And just like the weird, I shouldn't say weird costumes, because when I was little, the costumes were basically like that.
I've seen your Luna Moth costume.
Well, Mom made that.
Right.
I'm talking about like the costumes that you would buy. Like if you were a G.I. Joe, you had like this plastic camo poncho.
Yeah.
And then a plastic mask with like tiny eye holes. And you were a G.I. Joe.
That's true.
And the plastic mask probably had like a cigarette hanging out of its mouth.
I mean, no kidding. Yeah.
What was difficult with this one, so it's going to jump around a lot, is that there's multiple stories happening all on the same night, four stories, and they all kind of like...
They all kind of intermingle throughout. And if you... This is a film that you could probably watch two or three times and still miss a ton of stuff.
Yeah.
Because there are people from like other stories like walking in the background. Yeah.
It starts out with essentially the end of the film.
Yeah. It's a looper.
Yep. So there's a loop. So there's a couple, Emma and Henry, and they're walking home from all the Halloween festivities downtown.
Yes, which I think is so cool. And Vancouver actually does a parade like this every Halloween.
Well, a lot of towns do. And I wish that Marquette did like something crazy like this.
Yes. Where it'd be a ton of fun.
Where it's just like giant downtown like festival for Halloween. I think they kind of tried to do that.
Wasn't like, that the Spooktacular?
Yeah, where they were doing stuff at like the Commons. Anyway, Emma wants to blow out the pumpkin. Henry tells her not to.
Tradition.
She blows it out and
trouble ensues.
He goes inside and she's like, my mom's going to come tomorrow. She's going to pitch a fit. So she starts taking down all the Halloween decorations that night.
Do you know anybody that takes down their Halloween decorations that night?
No.
Or Christmas decorations. Like, fuck,
Christmas is over. You like take down your tree that night. Well, she doesn't like Halloween, so that's part of it. But they were, like, out drinking. Like, why would...
Yeah, I wouldn't want to do that.
I wouldn't want to do it either. But then again, I don't ever take my Halloween decorations down.
Yep.
I leave the lights up until they burn out.
That cat pumpkin that's on the bottom of that table out all year round.
Well, it's adorable. I gave that to you.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
it's supposed to have a light in it.
Maybe
like the jack-o'-lantern lights up.
Maybe I'll find one.
What are we talking about?
Anyway.
Oh.
She's taking down all of the Halloween decorations.
Yeah, and she's kind of like spooked. Like, there's somebody across the
street. There are kids, like, running around and,
Well, she's pulling the sheets. So there's ghosts up in the yard, and it's basically, like, a wooden cross with, like, a sheet hanging over it.
Yes.
So she's, like, ripping down all these sheets, and I thought for sure there's going to be, like, a monster dead body or something.
And there are, like, body parts, like, fake, obviously fake ones, hanging from the trees with, like, chains and stuff. It's very cool. I thought
this was a good jump scare because you're expecting her to pull one of the sheets down. Well, one of the sheets in the box that she's putting them into, like, fluffs up and gets her.
Yes. Like, it's so scary.
I don't know how else to, like, say that.
Yeah, you see something and a little, like, kid's scream almost.
Yes. Hmm. So Henry wakes up and she's not there.
And, like, what's scary about this, too, is that there are kids on the sidewalk that are there when she's getting attacked under the sheet, but they're like, oh, fuck that. And
those kids show up a few times. Mm-hmm. Like I guess everybody does in this. Like I said, they all, like, overlap with each other. Well, she gets murdered. Henry wakes up to, like, look for her. And
this was so good.
He pulls one of the sheets down, and she's... Well, first he sees an arm hanging in the tree that's, like, clearly her arm.
But yeah, there's, like, a wedding ring on it and
stuff.
Yeah,
there's a ring on it.
It's, like, dripping blood.
So he kind of looks at that and then turns, and he pulls the sheet down, and
Her head is, like, on the top of the cross.
Yeah, and she's got a giant sucker shoved in her mouth. So her mouth is, like, this big, gross smile.
That one, I think, is the most shocking. Because you're not really expecting, like, you don't know what you're going to see under the sheet. And it's whoa, there's her mouth stretched out.
I don't know. Yeah. The one with the puking one is,
So there are 4 sacred rules of Halloween that Aaron and I actually follow.
Do we follow them?
I think so. And Sam, the spirit of Halloween that murdered dear Emma.
Before you get into that. So that's the intro.
Yes.
So that's, like, the opening. And then there's credits. And the credits are very, like, comic booky. Mm-hmm. Like, just...
It's pretty cool.
Kind of Batman-y, spooky music.
Yeah. So the 4 rules are always give candy, always wear a costume, never blow out a pumpkin before midnight, and respect the dead. And these rules will come up throughout the movie.
Where did you find that? Is that just, like, the rules of Halloween?
No, I think I found it on Wikipedia.
Oh. I guess, yeah, I do all those things.
Mm-hmm.
We do all those things.
Yes.
Okay. So after the intro, it's Warren Valley, Ohio, and there's girls getting ready at the costume shop, talking about going out.
Yeah.
This isn't when they were trying on the costumes, was it?
This is when they were trying on the costumes.
Okay.
So, and there is a little boy peeping in on them.
Yes.
And he is also the actor that plays Sam.
Yes, which I thought was kind of cool. Mm-hmm. And do you know why he does almost everything except for when he, like, when it had to be stunts?
Yes.
He does almost everything, and they said that they wanted a child to do it instead of a stunt performer or actor.
Right.
Because, well, I mean, he's an actor, but, like, an adult, small actor.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted a kid to do it to get those movements.
To get, like, child movements.
To get, like, a childlike movement, mm-hmm. because an adult can't replicate that. So the girls are getting ready at the costume shop, and then that is when you see Charlie, and he's, like, this little punk kid.
Ugh.
And he's walking down the street, and he stops at a house to get candy, like, trick-or-treating.
Maybe it's not when they're trying on costumes. I think they're walking down the street talking about how Lori or Anna Paquin is a virgin.
That makes sense.
Yeah, that makes way more sense. Like we said, this movie jumps around a lot, so.
Yeah, and even when I was writing about it, I'm sure I screw things up.
Right.
Well, Charlie goes to the principal's house to trick-or-treat, and there's free candy out. Every time you clear your throat, Mike, I think you're like, you want to like correct me on something. No? Okay. He's like, like, that's wrong.
Actually, actually.
There's a candy, little candy thing sitting out, and it says, take one.
Yes.
Well, he immediately, like, shoves this whole bag full. Then the principal sits down with him, which I didn't, what's his name? Wilkins?
Stephen Wilkins, or just Wilkins.
Okay. Wilkins sits down next to him, and they start talking while he's carving a pumpkin. I don't know if you noticed this, but when he like is stabbing the pumpkin, it's making like metal on metal noises.
No.
Yeah.
That's strange.
Like, do you know what I'm talking about? Like that noise.
I mean, I know what a metal, like metal on metal noise sounds like.
But it's like, I can't like.
That's okay.
Fake the noise because I don't know how to do that.
Chink.
Yes. There. I don't know. Charlie's eating the candy, and
Charlie is just a
while
bag.
They're talking. I mean,
but he's a middle school kid going around stealing candy.
Did he deserve it?
No. No. I 100%.
He immediately
think he
starts
does not deserve this.
Vomiting.
Ugh.
Horribly.
This is a super gross scene.
It's disgusting.
Mm-hmm. It's like blood and chocolate and stuff.
Yeah. Which not apparently was chocolate and like something else to make the fake blood.
Chocolate and corn syrup.
And it tasted like minty chocolate. So it like actually tasted good.
Wow.
I think all the blood that they used was like edible and delicious.
Great.
I know. You wouldn't think that, though, if you saw him, like, vomiting.
No.
Well.
And, like, Wilkins is super calm.
Wilkins just is like, just sitting whatever. There. Then he drags him in the house where he's still, like, puking everywhere.
Yes.
That was just a whole big, gross mess.
That was sad.
Well, then he gets him in the house. You don't know what happens to him. And then more trick-or-treaters come. And those are it's the angel.
It's,
I just wrote the bad kids whenever I was talking about
them. It's Macy, Sarah, and Chip are the kids.
What was it? The other one was
Schrader's the guy.
Okay. Well, they're trick-or-treating and they go to the house and there's the principal all covered with blood. Which
great costume.
They're
kind of
like,
what a perfect time to murder people.
Exactly. And then that's the first time you see Sam.
Yes.
Sam is behind them trick-or-treating.
And he has like a little, he's wearing like an orange onesie and he has a
burlap
sack on his face that's tied around his neck with little button eyes.
He's adorable.
He's super cute.
And he left Wilkins alone because he had
candy.
He had candy. Mm-hmm. He had pumpkins out.
Yep.
He was wearing a costume, which I mean, was just his work clothes.
He didn't really respect the dead, though, but he brings that rule up when he's talking to Charlie when Charlie's vomiting all over the place.
And I think he mentioned something like that with his kid.
Yes.
About being, like, respectful.
Yes.
I think he doesn't respect people.
That's true.
Live people.
Yes, I will say that. But if you're a principal long enough, I mean,
that could happen. Then this is like another thing where you see like a crossover. Wilkins is in the backyard and there's already one body in this hole in the yard and he's tossing another one into it.
Yes.
The first one had a clown costume on. It had like
which
a clown
hand. See later on. Yep.
Well, he's throwing the bodies in there. His kid is like yelling at them. Or yelling
Billy.
At him. Billy's yelling to like carve pumpkins.
Which Billy is a super cute kid.
He
looks like
so
he could play
cute.
Peter Pan.
I was going to say he reminded me
like
of a
lost boy.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's in Hook, there's the real little.
Toodles?
Yes. Okay.
I'm a big Hook fan. But yeah.
So while he's burying the people in the backyard, or, you know,
killing the kids in the backyard. Sorry.
The neighbors yelling at him, and the neighbors, like, Mr. Krieg.
Like, the neighbors, Mr. Krieg, and is yelling at him. His kid is yelling out the window saying he wants to go to the parade with his dad. And
his dad's saying he has a date.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, I wouldn't call that a date, but that's not my...
We'll get into it.
Another thing is you see him, like, fill the hole in. It's like a grave.
It's a grave.
6 feet deep. Yeah. It's like a coffin would fit into it. Mm-hmm. It would take him all night to fill in that hole.
Yes.
I always think that in Supernatural, too, because they, like, have to dig up graves all the time. And it takes them, like, a night to dig it up and then fill in the hole. Like, I don't think that would happen. But... So Mr. Krieg comes out and is kind of like yelling at him.
He's like he's a grumpy old man.
Yeah, he's super grumpy.
Brian Cox actually based his appearance off John Carpenter.
See, I read that and I kind of, I mean.
Like, loosely.
Yeah.
I think.
But did you look up John Carpenter to see what he looked like?
Yes.
Yeah, he looks like him.
Yeah. There are a lot of, like, callbacks to many different horror movies in this.
When Wilkins is going back into the house, Krieg is pounding on his window like needing help, mm-hmm. and he's just like, go fuck off, like he doesn't care. He just walks into the house,
and then you see something tackle him.
Yes. I
wouldn't you help
no that he doesn't like him.
I still feel like I would say something.
Well, he did just...
Even if I didn't like someone. If I saw that person, like, being attacked, I wouldn't just be like, okay.
Well, you're not a serial killer either, so...
That's true. Yeah.
It's easy for him to just look the other way.
Screw you.
Yeah.
Is what he says to him anyway.
Well, then Wilkins and his son, Billy... They go into the basement to carve a pumpkin.
Scene, the very first time that I saw it, I thought Billy was going to be murdered.
Oh, yeah.
100%.
Because
it's very suspenseful.
Wilkins says stuff like about like not wanting to be a single dad and is like...
Daddy.
Yeah, he's like mocking his kid. Well, then when they get together to go down... And carve the pumpkin. This is another thing. Billy's like, I need help with the eyes. I need help with the eyes.
How are you going to carve a face? How do you do this?
They go. I think they hollow it out maybe and put like a candle inside.
Ew. Well, I'm not a serial killer though, so.
That's my guess. They go down to the basement and Wilkins is like standing behind his son and he has a knife. And you see him like...
Dramatic fashion.
Yes. You see him like stab down and then pull the knife up and it's bloody. And you're like...
You're like, oh, Billy.
Oh, sorry, Billy. You're an adorable child. Like, and it's a head. It's Charlie's head.
I'm baffled at how they would carve it.
Carve a head out. I think that they would like maybe... You'd hollow out the inside of, like, the skull, and then you would put a candle in it. So, like, the mouth and eyes would light up.
Ew.
What do you have another idea?
No, I don't. I think that that's probably logical.
It seems like it would take a long time.
It would take forever, because, you know, heads have, like, brain matter and stuff, and, like, eyeballs.
They, like, have
and...
eyeballs and brain matter. You sound like a doctor.
They have... Cerebral. Oh,
but that's how I think they would carve a head. And I guess you wouldn't be able to really put a candle in it because it would stink.
Yeah. Cerebellum.
Doctor. Throw random shit out. Well, yeah, that's...
I don't know.
I thought that was pretty...
That's pretty gross.
Gross. Then it's the three kids trick-or-treating. The bad kids.
For pumpkins.
Yes.
You don't know that they're bad kids yet.
You can't look at that little girl and think that they're up to no good. Yeah.
She does have attitude.
Macy
written
looks
all of her,
like she's
all over
a troublemaker.
Mm-hmm.
Mainly because she's like in this white fluffy
sweater.
She's
in an angel costume.
With angel wings. I knew that she was a bad seed.
Definitely.
They go to the teacher's house to ask for the pumpkin.
I want to comment on this.
Okay.
Do you think when we were in high school, middle school and stuff, that like teachers had like rager parties like that?
Yes.
I don't think so anymore. I think it might be frowned upon.
Why?
With social media accounts and stuff. Because back then, like, you didn't have a Facebook. And a lot of teachers have Facebooks and stuff like Facebooks.
No. Because
I wanted to talk to Sienna about this, too. And
like, do you think your
teachers have a rager party? And actually, I did. And she was like, no. And I'm like, girl, you don't know your teachers behind closed doors. Like,
this is the thing. When I was in school, Dad was a teacher.
Yeah.
They went to parties.
Dad went to a lot of parties, Dad and Mom.
So they're going to parties where they're getting drunk or whatever. And then at the time, I didn't think it was any... I'm just rambling.
Okay, it's okay.
Let me like focus my thoughts for a second. Now, as an adult, knowing teachers, I know that this happens.
Okay.
Like, especially in a town like this, like look at Hocus Pocus.
That's true.
They have that big, huge party.
One of my teacher friends also like goes to Dave Matthews concerts like every year. And I'm sure they like party it up there.
Exactly.
100%.
Like,
yeah.
Just because you're a teacher, it's not like olden times.
When like women teachers couldn't be married.
Yeah. You just like either grew into an old spinster or you got married and quit teaching. It's not like that anymore.
It's very oppressive.
That's what I'm saying. Now teachers can have raging parties where they dress up as hot dogs and like...
And cats.
And cats. I asked Greg, I said, would you tell me if I behaved like that? And he's like, you behave like that all the time. I'm like, no, if I was like... past where I looked good in something and still was wearing it thinking like
whatever.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't care.
I don't know if I would like dress as a slutty cat.
That's
outside
true.
Of like my 20s.
Cuz she
Wait, what am I saying? Like 5 years ago I was a slutty cat.
Oh,
it was
womp,
like
womp.
A go out like last minute throw something together.
Slutty cat. Anyway, these children go to this house and it's Mrs. Henderson, who's a teacher, and she's dressed up like a little kitten and she turns around and she's like, look at my tail, to these middle schoolers.
And they're like, oh my God.
Yeah.
That. So after that, they are asking for pumpkins.
Yes.
They're asking for jack-o'-lanterns. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say pumpkin. You know what I mean?
Yes.
They're asking for pumpkins to do you don't know what. They're just gathering them up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand why they didn't ask Rhonda for the pumpkins.
No shit.
Since she's got like 500 carved outside of her house.
That's like a dream of mine, to have so many jack-o'-lanterns carved and stuff to just like fill my yard with pumpkins.
It's a dream of mine until I carve like two.
Yeah. And then it's like, oh, fuck this.
And then I'm over it. You'd have to have, like, a bunch of people, like, when I have pumpkin carving at my house, and then I get to take a picture of all of them out, and, like, Leanne will leave hers, because she lives in the apartment, and, you know, people just won't want to take theirs, so then I have, like, five or six on my porch, and I feel like that's doing pretty good. Yeah.
So they're collecting jack-o'-lanterns.
Yes. And that's when Schrader, one of the kids, meets Rhonda. And Rhonda is just kind of like an odd duck.
Yeah, I wouldn't necessarily. Like,
she carved 500 pumpkins on her own and she like made her own costume. And she's got kind of a squeaky voice and glasses.
She's very into Halloween.
Super into Halloween. Well, obviously, if you're going to carve that many pumpkins.
Yeah.
The next scene is the vampire in the alley. Mm. Yeah. Did you think that that was similar to I Know What You Did Last Summer?
Yes, I actually wrote that down. I said, again, killed in plain sight. Terrifying.
Yes. there's a girl and she's making out with like a vampire.
With a mask. He has
with
a mask on. With,
in
like,
an alley. Mm-hmm. Well, his teeth must be so sharp for her to like
that. Absolutely.
So he like kind of bites her up and she flips.
And she like doesn't know it's happening because she's super drunk.
Yeah.
And she all of a sudden like looks down and her whole body is covered in bite marks.
Well, I don't, her whole body isn't covered in
like
bites.
Like her arms are covered and like some parts of her legs have bite marks on them.
Yeah. So she's like all bloody and she goes running and like she's running out towards the public and
but
doesn't
she's,
make it.
She's covered in blood on Halloween.
Yeah.
So everybody just kind of looks at her like, and this is where she runs into Emma and Henry.
Yeah, and she grabs onto Emma, and Henry's like, oh, she's just drunk. Well, then the girl that's all bit up turns around, and there's, like, a group of...
like, zombie-looking.
Of, like, yeah, bloody zombies behind her, and they're, like, all drinking in the street.
Mm-hmm.
So they just walk on, and then she ends up getting murdered.
Perfect time to murder people.
And leave them out in the street.
Yep.
Then...
So the vampire, like, the vampire dude... kills her and just like leaves her on
the
street.
Yeah, he just like props her up in the street like she's drunk, passed out against the building.
Terrifying.
Very scary. At this point, the bad kids are at the stone quarry. You're just like, yeah.
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 Yes.
That is when the one I don't like, what's
Macy.
Her name? Macy. Macy tells the story, the bus story.
Yeah, so it's Macy, Sarah, Chip, and Schrader, who are all friends.
Yes.
And I think Macy has a thing for Schrader, whatever,
yes.
Middle school bullshit. And then Rhonda is there, too.
Yeah, they invited Rhonda to go and, like, hear the story. I just feel so bad for her.
I know.
That is when the bus massacre story.
Yeah.
You can do that part.
So Macy is like standing. They break into the rock quarry and they're standing on a ledge. And Sarah is just like, is this where it happened? And Macy is just like, yes, this is where it happens. Mm-hmm. And she goes into the whole story about what happened. So like 30 years from this Halloween, there was a bus driver that.
Was it really 30 years?
It was 30 years from whenever this took place.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought that was just one of those things that you just throw out there for no reason.
It's
okay.
30 years. So there was this bus driver, and you find out later that it's Mr. Krieg, but we'll get into that. And he was responsible for driving the difficult children to and from school.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there were like 10 of them, or not 10, 8 maybe.
I think there was 8.
Yeah. And so... one day he's driving them home and the parents...
Well, they weren't driving home from a normal school. They went to...
No, they went to like
a special needs school.
Yes.
And so all the kids would get on that bus, go to a totally different school than the other kids.
And so you find out that Mr. Krieg was paid off by the parents to essentially drive the bus off the cliff.
Yes.
Fucking... awful.
Well,
terrible.
What happens is one of the kids counts the streets,
and they're all like chained in and stuff, and it's just oh my god,
they're all like chained in the bus like prisoners,
and they have costumes on
and they're
Halloween.
All wearing costumes. And the vampire, who did you look up his character?
No.
He is, like, very good looking, and he's on that show, The 100.
Oh, okay.
You need to look him up.
I didn't, like, look into the kids.
I did just by accident, because it said the vampire, and I'm like, you mean what? And he's easy to look at.
Okay.
Anyway, he counts the streets, and so you hear him, like, mumbling under his breath, and he realizes that they're not going home. So he starts to like panic. Well, then the bus driver drives into the quarry. He stops the bus and he's handing out candy and checking to make sure all the children are chained in tightly. Well, he gives everyone a piece of candy, and then the little boy dressed up like a vampire, he starts panicking, pulls out of his handcuffs, and puts the bus into drive.
Yes.
And
drives off the cliff.
The whole bus goes over.
Yep.
That's the story.
Ugh, and it's just terrible. And then Macy is just like, yes, and the bus driver was never heard from again.
Do you have an issue with this?
I have an issue with this because how much money did he get in order for him to hide in this small town? Like, I don't believe that at all. That's my issue. He would have had to have, like, gone to another city.
He would have had to have moved. Like
1,000%.
And
because regardless of what the parents wanted, they had other family members.
Yes.
Like,
and people had to know who he was. Like,
and this town isn't that small to where everybody would just keep it like hush hush. I mean, they say it is in the film, but
yeah, come on. I don't really know.
Come on, man.
I thought that was like really fishy that no one had heard from him again, but he like lives in the same damn town. He lives
in the same town, presumably in the same house.
Like, I would assume the same house, but you know.
Suspicious.
It's very suspicious. Anyway, so she tells the story and they're going to make a sacrifice.
This is where they hear the werewolves howling.
Yes.
Or what you assume are wolves.
You hear wolves.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lift, like type elevator thing that goes down to the bottom, which I thought was kind of weird that they would have that.
I just think this whole setup of the rock quarry is super weird, but it's good for the film.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to take this elevator down. Somehow she has the keys. Somehow it still works. Somehow, like, I don't know.
And then she gets in with, like, Schrader and Sarah, and she's like, oh, there's only room for three.
Yes. So Chip and Rhonda stay behind.
Mm-hmm.
The plan is that they'll go set the pumpkins by the water and then come back up. And it's just like a spooky thing
like
to
do. Like a ceremony for the dead.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
While Chip and Rhonda are in the elevator on the way down, because what she's going to do, what they do is the first batch of kids go down, then they send the key up.
Yeah.
Then, because you need the key to operate it, then Chip and Rhonda go down.
Mm-hmm.
On the way down, they hear like a ruckus. You don't really know what's happening. And the three that were down there supposedly get attacked.
Yes. Allegedly.
Allegedly. Rhonda leaves Chip in the elevator to like kind of protect him to go and investigate, which I thought was really.
She just seems like a nice person. Yeah.
She goes and she sees a school bus crashed in the water, which I thought was
just hanging out there. I mean, obviously aged, but just hanging out there.
I thought that was
weird,
too.
Way to keep it hush hush.
Well, I kind of think, I mean, that's not how this plays out, but I kind of think that like, okay, so there's the old rock quarry and there's a bus crashed in the water. So people make up their own stories. Yeah. When really it was probably just a scrap bus that somebody wanted to
in a normal situation. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, oh, the bus down there. Well, this is what happened.
This is what happened. Yeah.
When really it
wasn't
like that.
Small town.
Mm-hmm. Well, Rhonda sees the school bus in the water and then she sees masks and it's real swampy down there. So she's leaning in to get one of the masks and something grabs her leg.
Oh my God. I would have a fucking heart attack.
I would have definitely peed my
pants.
I
would have died of a heart attack.
Peed my pants, then died.
Mm-hmm.
Or died and peed my pants.
Probably died and peed your pants.
Maybe both. I don't know.
It just would have been terrible.
It would have been terrifying. Well, okay. Now, what am I doing? What am I looking at? Hold on a second.
Hey, man, that's okay.
She gets grabbed. Well, then she's running away and she sees Chip getting attacked by like another monster.
Yes.
And she's like total panic mode. She drops her glasses and she falls. And she falls like three
feet. She falls hard.
Yeah.
On the back
of her
head.
She falls backwards.
And I don't know how you are at night without your glasses. I can't see diddly shit night without my glasses.
I also wondered, how was it so lit that they could like wander around down there?
Moonlight.
I suppose. Yeah. Even then, though, that would be like It'd be pushing it.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, anyway. Well, she falls, hits her head, and then she finds out it's a prank.
God.
Yeah. And I felt bad because Schrader
and Chip.
And Chip were both like, this is enough.
Yeah, like she's scared. We need to stop.
Like, she's sobbing.
Because Macy is just, like, keeps going on and on about it. And Schrader was just like, what more do you want? Like, yeah, she's terrified. She's
scared. Look what you did. That's almost like word for word what he says.
What? Like, what more do you want? And Schrader is like holding her and it's just.
Yeah. So he's like holding her. He tells them to like, or no.
Pack up.
Yeah. Like, we're going home. This is over. Well, Macy decides to kick a pumpkin in the water.
Don't do that.
And then Rhonda and Schrader hear screams.
Schrader should have just stayed with her. I would have just stayed with her.
Yes.
And gone up the lift.
Exactly. And been like, they're fucking off. Like, let's go.
Yeah. We'll send the key back down.
Yeah.
Let's take off.
Well, yeah. The bus kids.
The bus kids make an appearance and full on costume.
In their costumes. And because Schrader had went back to like see what they were screaming about or like what was going on. And they get attacked.
Would you have gone back if it were your friends? And they had just like played a horrible prank?
I don't know.
Or would you have stayed with Rhonda?
All right. I'm with my friends. First of all, I wouldn't have played a horrible prank on someone.
No, God, no.
So I'm with shitty friends.
I was kind of bitchy in high school too, and I wouldn't have done this.
And they play a terrible prank on some poor person.
Yes.
And then the person hurts themselves badly because of us. I don't know.
I wouldn't go back.
Because...
No. Because they probably were just fucking around.
I probably wouldn't leave the hurt person.
No.
I'd be like, okay, they're screwing around. Like, let's go. Yeah. If anything, I would have taken her back up and then waited at the top.
Yeah, for sure.
And then if they didn't show up, then I would have, I don't know, called the police or something.
Yeah.
And I also think that if that was, like, open, that they could get into it, that there'd be people partying in there.
Halloween night? Absolutely. There'd be a ton of people down there. People would have fires and stuff down there,
especially if it was, like, haunted.
Meet us at the rock quarry. We're going to get fucked up.
Not
Halloween.
Not Sheep's
Meadow.
Meadow or whatever it is.
That sounds lame as fuck.
Yeah, let's go to Sheep's Meadow and party as opposed to the abandoned rock quarry.
Where children were murdered. Oh, well, that's terrible.
The bus kids show up. Rhonda grabs a lit pumpkin and pieces out.
Yeah.
She gets in the elevator and they're like all running to like...
To get to the lift.
To get to it.
And it's very suspenseful because she has the keys and Schrader is there and he's just like, Rhonda, let us in. We're so sorry. Blah, blah, blah. And you think she's going to go and like...
And unlock it.
But she doesn't.
She pushes the button to go up.
Good for her.
You're right.
Yeah.
When Rhonda is leaving, so she puts her pumpkin in the wagon that she has. And when she's walking out, she sees Sam standing there.
And Sam, with his sucker.
Yeah.
Hanging out.
Hanging out. Which, wouldn't you think that was weird that there's just like a random little kid hanging out in the...
If he's...
Whatever.
A Halloween spirit, I think you would just like look at him and then just like walk away. It's like when you see a fairy.
Yeah. Apparently you like...
Apparently.
Forget or like think it's nothing and go about your business.
From what I hear, that's what happens.
Yes.
Read a lot of folklore.
Well, Lori, she doesn't have...
We
skipped over that part. Yeah.
So Lori and her friends, Lori and Danielle are sisters.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're with two other friends.
Yes.
They're all trying on costumes and stuff. And they're all like talking about like people like having sex with people. One of them says like, I love Mexican or something. This all ties in later.
Yes.
To what they're talking about.
So they're all like Disney princesses.
Yes.
And
there's Cinderella, which is Danielle. Maria, who is Snow White. Janet is Little Bo Peep. And they all kind of get a kick out of that one.
Yeah.
And then Lori as Little Red Riding Hood.
Which is also.
Yeah.
And they're making jokes about Lori, like, getting a date and, like, having sex.
Being the runt of the litter. Like, all of these things.
All these weird things.
And you don't know.
And they're, it seems like they're just encouraging her to, like, sleep around.
Yeah.
And, like.
She's, like, 22, 23.
She's 22, I think is what they say. Well, I mean, yeah, okay. So she's on her way. All the other girls had found dates. They're like inviting people to
To Sheep's Meadow.
Yeah, inviting guys to this party. Well, Lori is walking through the woods.
Yeah.
Like.
This, too.
Like Little Red Riding Hood.
Is my favorite story.
Oh, that, like, that line.
Lori's story in this. Out of the four.
I like the school bus.
Yeah.
I think that's probably my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she's walking alone, and this vampire man who just killed someone is stalking her through the woods.
And she is pretty much like, just come out now. Like, I'm too tired.
Yeah, she turns around
bullshit.
And she's like, all right, like, what do you want?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not doing this right now.
So good. And like,
if this is your favorite story, I'll let you like.
So Danielle like calls Lori and she's just like, we have someone for you. Like, he looks so nice. And all of her friends are like, please don't do that to her. Like,
he seems really nice.
Yeah.
And it's the child from 13 Ghosts.
Yep.
And have you seen photos of him? Like,
no.
Not as a big baby?
No.
He looks like he'd be really fun to hang out with. And he's like 6'6".
I think I get him and the guy that plays the father in Constantine mixed up all the time.
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
I cannot. You said that last time and I haven't looked at his face. So I don't know who he is.
But anyway. Yeah. So Danielle is just like, okay, well, like, get here. You know.
Yeah.
So Lori's walking through the woods. She stumbles upon the vampire dude.
Yes.
Vampire dude goes and like bites her in the neck.
Mm-hmm.
Next scene. You see all the girls hang around, party, and drink a beer.
Plus there's like 20 ridiculously hot women.
Oh, yeah.
And like an assortment of sexy Halloween costumes.
You got Cleopatra. You have a cheerleader. Like, you have all of the good ones.
All the good costumes.
So all of a sudden, Danielle is like waiting for her sister to show up and she's like, I don't know where she is. And then down drops this like red something wrapped up in a red cape. Mm-hmm. You don't know what it is, but it's torn, it's shredded. And then all of a sudden Danielle goes over and she like undoes the hood. Mm-hmm. And it's the vampire dude.
Yes.
And then you find out who the vampire dude is when they like take the mask off, and it's Principal Wilkins. It was mind-blowing the first time I saw it.
It was. I was not expecting that.
I was like,
what
the fuck? So then, who is it? Janet, or Little Bo Peep, goes and she, like, pulls off the teeth and she's just like, impressive. And then, like, throws them to the side.
Yes. And his leg is super-duper broken, bones
sticking
out.
And you see it, too. So if you're squeamish about, like, compound fractures...
I mean, it would be hard not to be squeamish about that.
It looks painful.
Yeah. It looks, a bone sticking out looks pretty fucking horrible. He kind of looks around and he's like, who are you people? And there's dead bodies everywhere.
Dead boys.
Yes.
Well, men, but yeah. Just shredded necks.
And then that's when they have like the amazing wolf transformation scene.
Lori shows up. And Danielle's just like, oh my God, are you okay? Like, she's doing the big sister thing, you know. And Lori's
And she's
like,
bit in the neck, so she's like bleeding.
Yeah. And her hair's all down and
she's
beautiful
looking. She's all, Anna Paquin's beautiful.
Yeah. And she's just like, yeah, you know, like, I'm fine. Like, he bit me and blah, blah, blah. So then Marilyn Manson starts playing, which is great. And she like gets on top of him and he's just like, who are you people? And
they start wolfing out.
Yeah. And it's pretty impressive.
Okay, I don't know how factual any of this is because, you know, we're just finding random stuff online.
Yeah.
But the song that they originally had picked for that was Fever.
Mm.
And then they wanted something like darker. So
like
they
more
did,
aggressive.
Yeah. They did Marilyn Manson's Sweet Dreams.
Yes.
Which isn't a Marilyn Manson song, but you know.
Cover. Well, yeah. The cover of.
And the wolf transformation is pretty gnarly. I don't think I've seen one like that before. Mm-hmm. Because they like pull their skin off like they're pulling off like gloves and stuff. And underneath is like hairy wolf.
Yeah. It's like they're releasing their inner wolf.
Yeah.
Yes. And so Lori is just like, well, like you're going to be my first. And it's just like, holy shit.
The first person she kills, I'm assuming. Okay.
And then she wolfs out and she like bites the shit out of him.
She doesn't like completely.
She's the only one that doesn't fully transform. Like she has teeth and like she has like the dark veins coming off.
And her eyes are like a funky color.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She doesn't like completely change. But
it's my favorite
the other
scene.
Ones too. Yeah, it's really good.
So good.
The next scene, like the next part of the story, is Mr. Krieg's house, who you don't know is the bus driver at this point.
No, and this is the only story, too, that is consecutive. Like, it is, like, one thing instead of, like, bouncing around. Like, you get, like, that glimpse right in the beginning.
Yeah, well, this is the end. So this is kind of how it, like, wraps up. I thought, so Mr. Krieg's house, he's not doing trick-or-treating. His lights are off. Kids come to the door.
Raging alcoholic, too.
He's quite the drinker.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever you say raging alcoholic, I think of somebody who's like, goes insane when they drink. And is like,
no, he's,
fights people.
He just like drinks a lot.
He's an alcoholic.
I should rephrase that. Yeah.
Raging alcoholic is like somebody I think that would get in like fights when they're drinking.
Drinking fight.
Yes. Or like would break things.
Yeah.
No,
he's
drunk.
Just an alcoholic.
Yeah. He's burning photos on Halloween night for I don't know what
Why
reason.
Why not?
And he's watching TV, drinking. He takes like one bite of a candy bar and spits it out. Like.
Yeah. Do you think that was poisoned?
I think it had a razor blade in it because that's the candy bar that Sam picks
up.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Yep.
So since he's not trick-or-treating, he gets his house egged. He's just having kind of like a shit night. So he gets a bat out. He sees Spike eating.
His puppy. His puppy dog.
Actually, I said Spike, but I think in the credit, the dog's name was Spite.
Spite.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What, did you write his name down?
I didn't.
Oh.
I didn't get his name. And normally I'm really good about getting the animal names.
This is where it ties in the beginning because the dog is barking through the fence at Wilkins burying the bodies. Mm-hmm. So Wilkins chops off a finger of one of the people and tosses it to the dog. So that is the point where Wilkins goes outside. They have their like...
Krieg goes outside.
Sorry.
Yeah, that's
where
all right.
Krieg goes outside and him and Wilkins have their little like back and forth and then he goes back in.
Smells like a dead hooker.
Yeah. I actually wrote that down.
Did you?
Yes. Because I don't think it smells like a dead whore out here.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's what Wilkins says that his septic is messed up and that's why on Halloween night he's digging a hole
for
in his backyard.
For sure. That's legit.
Totally. He goes back in. So at this point, he's like, something's kind of going on. Krieg goes to his front door and he sees pumpkins all over the porch. Like jack-o'-lanterns.
Yeah.
So that's kind of like screwed up because he didn't put them there. Then the dog goes running up the stairs. So the dog's just kind of like freaking out too.
Yeah.
Dog runs upstairs barking. I mean, he stops barking. And then you see Sam run across at the top of the stairs.
This scene is the scariest scene.
It's very
like
scary.
This story is, to me, the scariest story.
And then that's when he gets his gun. And now he's like looking all through the house.
Yeah.
What?
This whole thing.
He goes up into the bedroom and he finds something's moving under the blankets. And when he pulls back the blankets, it's a severed hand.
Like mechanical hand.
Yeah.
Like it's like a Halloween toy.
Yeah. It's like a weird little hand. It's like, okay. Like, and then there's a flaming pumpkin, flaming jack-o'-lantern. There's writing all over the walls, which just says like trick or treat.
Right? Yeah. It's like, give me candy, like stuff like that. It's nothing crazy.
Then he gets his ankle cut, which I couldn't watch because that's horrible.
And this, because I watched it with Sienna and I covered my eyes. Mm-hmm. And she was like, I thought you didn't mind gore. And I said, I have a rule. I watch it all the way through the first time.
And then without that's covering one, my eyes. One time is good enough.
One time is good enough.
You don't
need to see it
again. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he gets his ankle cut. He falls. Excuse me. He falls into like candy and glass and like razors all over the floor.
It's so strange to me.
It is very strange.
Yeah. Down the stairs, right?
Yeah. He falls down the stairs. He's trying to unlock the door and Sam is like crawling on the ceiling behind him. But his hands are all cut up so he can't like... he can't...
Help me.
Yeah.
The worst.
So... Sam drops on him. They like it's just this big like battle between mm-hmm. him and Sam. He ends up pulling the burlap bag off of his face, and he's like this kind of like deformed pumpkin face.
Yeah,
underneath.
Yeah.
Then he gets shot.
Yeah, Sam gets shot a couple times and is like shoved up against the wall. Krieg then goes and tries to call the police. But Sam's hand was detached and pulled out the telephone line.
It's just like...
It's chaos.
It's chaos. Well, all this is going on. And did you notice, too, that's not a shotgun. And it makes the, like, the pump shotgun sound.
Yeah.
I didn't notice it the first time. But then the second time, because you see him loading it.
Yeah.
And I... caught it the second time and I looked at Greg and he's like, yeah. I'm like, okay.
Okay, good.
It just me. Well, this was like, I said well about 5,000 times tonight.
Whatever. I mean.
Whatever.
People are still listening, I hope.
People are like, she said it. That's the last time I'm listening to her say that. I'm done. Okay. That is when you think Krieg is done for.
Oh, for sure.
Krieg is up against the wall. He's been fighting this little boy spirit.
This little demon thing. Yeah,
this weird kid. So they were fighting. Krieg is up against the wall, and you think that Sam, he's got his sucker, and the sucker has a bite out of it, so it's like a hook knife.
Yeah.
And he raises it up over his head, and he comes down, and Krieg screams. And he takes the candy off of his chest and, like, takes a bite of it.
So Krieg gave him candy.
Yeah, Krieg gave him candy.
All you gotta do is give him candy.
Yeah, remember that.
I don't... Yeah.
He takes the candy and leaves.
And the door, like, opens without any help.
Yep, and he just
Sam
walks out.
Just, like, walks out, puts his burlap sack over his head, and is good to go.
He... walks out, though.
Oh, yeah.
What?
I remember this.
So Sam walks out onto the sidewalk, and then that's when he hears Emma and Henry across the street.
Bitching about Halloween,
uh-huh. And she blows out the pumpkin, and he's just standing there like...
He's like, huh.
I guess I'll kill one of them next.
Game's on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Later that night, too... Krieg is all bandaged up and he's handing out candy. He's in the spirit of Halloween.
He's handing out candy, and then you see kids like walk across the street, and Lori and her sisters are like all in the car, like laughing and stuff.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the same scene where Rhonda is coming back.
Yes.
Rhonda's walking back to her house.
I think the girls in the car almost hit Rhonda.
They almost hit her.
Yeah.
So it kind of like ties all the stories again at the start, stories together at the end of the night. So yeah, because Sam's watching Krieg hand out candy, but then Rhonda gets home. That's when the wolves almost hit Rhonda, and they're all like laughing, like, woo, crazy fun night.
I'm not a virgin anymore.
Yeah. Em and Henry return home, and then Sam leaves the yard for Emma.
Yes.
And then there's one last trick-or-treater at Krieg's house, and it's all the kids.
He died, right?
The bus kids.
Like, that's like the consensus.
That's the consensus. Okay. Is that he died.
Yeah, all of the bus kids are there in all of their rotten
costumes. Yeah, they're like costumes. Swamp, rotten clothes. Question.
Absolutely. Question time.
This was 30 years ago.
30 years ago, so, from 2007.
Why hadn't anything bad happened to Krieg before?
Why is it 30 years?
Yes.
I don't know.
Like, why did he get attacked by Sam? Are there more Sam murders? Is it every 30 years?
It might be every 30 years, because I do know, and this is like pulling shit out of my knowledge noggin, but
all right.
3 is like a universal number in like Halloween lore and like witchcraft and stuff. So maybe it was like 30 years. I don't know. And maybe there is no rhyme or reason for it. Maybe it was just like 30 years. I mean,
I just thought it was odd that he was attacked by Sam.
All of these horrible things.
And the ghosts of the bus kids came back.
Yeah. Like, I mean, it couldn't have been on like the 9th year. I mean, that sounds stupid for a movie.
Like every 30 years, this happened. I don't know.
And I don't know either.
How are all these murders explained? Like, okay, so for sure two.
Oh, the Halloween ones? Like Sam murdering all these people?
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering that about the kids. Like Principal Wilkins just like murdering kids.
So like, kills 3 people.
Yes.
There's 2 people in the hole, and then there's the one girl on the street. And then the whole.
Just like a slew of murders?
Sheep's Meadow is like full of people that were attacked by wolves.
But those women go from town to town. They don't live in
but
that
still,
city.
Still, it's like a crazy massacre. And that's then true. Emma is murdered and like,
the kids. There are a lot of kids that go missing in this town.
What kids?
Macy, Sarah, and Chip, and Schrader like aren't going to be coming back
so
anytime
those
soon.
Those kids are gone. Yeah. It's just like a night of Halloween.
Murder.
Murders.
I don't know. Right. I was wondering that about like Macy and Sarah and stuff. Like, how is that going to be explained?
Because they're just gone.
They're just gone.
I don't know.
Movies.
Yeah. I read somewhere there was a sequel. Is there a sequel out, or was there one?
So Michael Dougherty wants to do a sequel really bad.
Okay.
And Legendary Films, I think, was sold or something like that. So it's on the back burner.
Okay.
So he still wants to do it. Everything's kind of like in the motion to continue it, but it hasn't.
So there's probably one like written just sitting there waiting to.
Which I would be totally into. Like, I love this movie.
I think they could definitely do another one. I'd kind of like a different town with the same kind of like happenings.
Yeah. Well, the first time I saw this, I thought Lori and her sister and stuff were witches.
I kind of thought they were vampires.
Okay. Yeah.
That's like what I got from it. But yeah. But yeah. Okay. Oh,
well. I would 1000% recommend this. It's my favorite Halloween movie.
Yes.
I love it so much.
I also have recommended it to a ton of people. I really like it.
Yeah. It's a good one, I think, to watch all year round, but especially around Halloween. Yeah. It's tradition. Right? So that's Trick or Treat. Yeah, I'm trying to think if I had anything else. I don't think I did. No. So all you ghosts and ghouls out there, if you like what you hear and you want to know what we're going to be doing later on or whatever, know what's happening, follow us on Instagram. It's /your movie review, all one word, all lowercase. We also have a Facebook page, /your movie review. And we also have a web page that we try to keep updated. If you don't have Spotify or iTunes, you can listen to the episodes there. And the website is /yourmoviereview.com. Everybody have a good Halloween.
Yeah, Halloween. From when this airs, Halloween will be this coming weekend.
Sunday. Yeah, well, like Sunday. Weekend festivities.
I think it's pretty cool because whenever Halloween's on a weekend, it's like crazy.
It's so fun.
Yeah, you get like way more Halloween-ish activities. So I'm really excited. Oh, and everyone, don't drink and drive.
Yeah, call a cab. Call a cab. Have a designated driver that doesn't drink, because I think we've all been in that situation where the DD is like, yeah, I'll drive. And then they don't.
That happens to me a lot. Mm-hmm. That's happened to me to the point where, like, when I go out, I don't really drink a ton because I'm always like, oh, you're terrified. Well, my DD might bail on me.
Right. And check your candy.
If is you're that gonna still be, a thing?
That's still a thing. I think so.
Like, you can still take your candy to be, like, checked?
Oh, I don't know. I know for a while you could take it to, like, the hospital and they would run it through the x-ray machine.
I don't know if they still do that. And, like, the police station, I think, would do something like that, too.
I don't know. Just be careful. And if you're going to cause a ruckus, just be cool about it.
Just like a mellow ruckus.
Just a mellow ruckus. All right.
We sound old.
I know. We're old. Have a great Halloween, you guys, and we'll talk to you guys later.
Bye.
Bye.